If you are like many who are scared about what the future holds, today's From His Heart broadcast is for you.
There's a lot of uncertainty and people are afraid and they're fearing the future. And God says, hey, I want you, my children, to let go, to relax and know that I'm God. Know that I'm in charge. Know that I'm in control. And when there's an earthquake and a mountain comes down, when there are airplanes that go into buildings, when there are terrorist acts, when all these things happen, God says, you trust me. None of that stuff takes God by surprise. If a company closes, if there are layoffs, God is not saying, oh, no, I didn't know that was going to happen. Wow, now what are we going to do? God never does that. I don't care if the stock market goes to zero. God is still God. God is in control.
There is truth, there is truth, there is grace, there is hope that you always dreamed of. He can heal every scar.
This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. And the truth is this, lots of people struggle with the fear of the future. Worried about their health, their jobs, their marriage, their children, their extended family, our country, the schools, their retirement, etc., etc. And their worry has intensified to out and out fear. Does that describe you or someone you know? Well, you're not alone. God has an answer, however, for the fear of the future. And today on From His Heart, Pastor Jeff turns to the book of Psalms to help us share the answers. Today, we're going to hear part two of the lesson called The Fear of the Future. It's from Pastor Jeff's series, God's Answer for Your Fear. Open your Bible to Psalm 46, as Pastor Jeff teaches us how to have no fear of the future.
Lots of people struggle with the fear of the future. So if you're one who struggles with that, you're not alone. There's a lot of uncertainty and people are afraid and they're fearing the future. And when we start to fear the future, we always think the worst. We play the what if game. What if I lose my job? What if my company goes broke? What if I go to the doctor and he tells me I have cancer? What if the economy collapses? What if a certain individual gets elected? What if we play the what if game and we always think the worst and we fear? Well, now, God has an answer for the fear of the future. And I want you to look with me in Psalm 46, a psalm to calm our fears, especially as we fear the future. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. Selah, which means pause. Think about that. And then he picks up in verse 4, he says this, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations made an uproar. The kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Selah. Pause and let that sink in. Verse 8, come behold the works of the Lord who has wrought desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Selah. Hey, what do you do when you fear the uncertain future? You remember what Nehemiah told the people as they were fearing. In Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 14, he said this, remember the Lord who is great and awesome. Now, from Psalm 46, we get three assurances from God. And when your heart is fearful because of something that you anticipate in the future that's negative, you remember these assurances. Number one, remember that God is your refuge. God is our refuge, the psalmist said. Now, a refuge literally means a fortress, a shelter. God is like that. He said, listen, you can run to me and just relax in me and say, phew, I'm in the arms of Jesus. I'm safe in the arms of Jesus because He's my refuge. He's my strong tower. And He invites me to run to Him. And He says, I'll make you safe. Literally, that word safe means to be inaccessibly high. And the Lord lifts us up when we come to Him. So when you start to feel the fear of the future, remember that God is your refuge and you can run to Him and be safe. Second assurance, remember that God is your help. He's your help. God is our refuge and God is our strength, a very present help in trouble. Now, we see trouble as something we don't want, we don't like, we avoid it, we kind of look to see, okay, how can I get around this? How can I avoid this? But God doesn't see trouble like that. God so often orchestrates trouble to come into our lives. We talk about storms. He's a refuge in the storm. But God orchestrates the storms to come in. He allows that stuff to happen to get us to run to Him, to get us close to Him. See, there is never a time that you and I are closer to God than when we're going through a deep, terrible, horrible problem. God does that because He says, I want you to see that I can help you in your trouble. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He's abundantly available for help. That's what that means when you're in trouble. And when we go to God, when we're weak and afraid, He says, here, I'm going to give you strength. Look what the scripture says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. It says, He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, He increases power. Isaiah 40, 31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God says, listen, I will strengthen you. So you and I don't need to be afraid. God's going to give us strength. In the midst of our trouble, in the midst of whatever is out there, the Lord says, this is going to be a good thing because I'm going to strengthen you in this difficulty. When you're in a situation, when you're in a fearful situation, when you're facing a storm, when you think something bad is on the horizon, the Lord says, I give you strength. But not only will God give you strength, He will give you joy. Strength and joy, that's pretty cool. See, verse 4 says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. There's a river that goes through the city of God. And I thought about that river. You know, Jesus said, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink, and out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Within, that the Lord puts there His river in our hearts that flow out of our lives. And when things are good, the river flows. And when things are bad, the river still flows. And no matter what's going on around us, the Lord wants to bring joy and life and strength and power, even in the midst of terrible difficulty. Even in the midst of you feeling like there is just an enemy surrounding my life, there's just doom and gloom right on the outskirts of my life, there can be joy in the midst of that. I heard about a family, husband and wife, 6 kids. The husband and wife began to have marital problems. And the wife's worst fear was that her husband would leave. And her husband left. He left her for another woman. And she was forced to take care of all 6 kids by herself. And the husband moved away. And now he sent money and tried to provide best he could, but he was gone from the family. And this woman had a 10-year-old boy. And he didn't understand about marital problems. He didn't understand why his mom was crying all the time. He just knew something wasn't right, but he didn't know what it was, and he tried to fix it. He couldn't fix it. And didn't know why Dad moved out, didn't know why Dad left. But he was there with his brothers and sisters, with his mom, and he saw the Lord begin to work. And he saw his mom, who was so heartbroken, trust God, and he saw her As she'd clean the kitchen, she'd sing. And there was joy. And as she went to work, and God would bless her in her job, and she'd come home and take care of her kids, and he saw that God was there even in the midst of the storm, even in the midst of the hurt, even in the midst of the trouble, even in the midst of the enemy being all around the perimeter of the home. He saw that God was real and there was joy, and that mom's life was different because the Lord of hosts was with her. That was my mom. And I was that 10-year-old boy. And I didn't come to know Christ then. But the Lord used that in my life. And I saw a river in my mom's life, in the midst of her worst fear. And I saw that God was real. And that she trusted him. And sometimes she would sing, even through the tears, about the Lord's goodness. And it was at that time where she really came to know him in a personal way, and her head knowledge changed to heart knowledge. See, God works through the trouble. And he says, listen, if you're afraid of something terrible happening to you, you just know I'm a refuge. You can run to me and be safe. And you just know that I will help you. And I'll give you strength, and I'll give you power, and I'll use this trouble in your life for good. And there's a river that will run through you no matter what takes place, that the enemy won't be able to find, that the enemy can't shut off. So don't be afraid. Therefore, I will not fear. You remember that God is your refuge. Remember that God is your help. And remember that God is in control.
Listen, even if you know Christ, that does not exempt you from struggles in life. Are you passing through difficult waters today? Pastor Jeff's 3-message series can help. It's called Fear No Evil, and it'll be a real blessing to you. It's also our special thank you gift for your support to From His Heart this month of any amount. And with that gift, we'll also send you the companion booklet, When Fear Meets Faith. Simply call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, and make your gift. Or go online for making a secure gift at fromhisheart.org. Now, the series is available in multiple formats when you call. It's called the Fear No Evil series and the booklet When Fear Meets Faith. And God bless you for standing with us to help fear take a back seat to faith in the lives of people around the world. Now let's conclude the message today, the fear of the future.
You remember that God is your refuge, remember that God is your help, and remember that God is in control. Look at verse 8. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has wrought desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Key verse, verse 10. Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Verse 10 is a key verse, so critical. King James says, be still and know that I am God. New American Standard says, cease striving and know that I am God. The word cease striving, that phrase cease striving, literally means to let go and relax. And God says, hey, I want you, my children, to let go, to relax and know that I'm God. Know that I'm in charge. Know that I'm in control. I don't care if the stock market goes to zero. God is still God. God is in control. The stock market in heaven never has a collapse. God's economy never goes under. God says, hey, I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. All the silver, all the gold belongs to me. Every soul is mine. God is in charge of everything. A sparrow doesn't fall to the ground except God allows it. So God says, just relax and let go and just know that, hey, if you're on the airplane, it hasn't taken off yet, you are safe. Whew. I'm just with the Lord. I'm trusting Him. And see, that's what He wants. He wants you to relax. He wants you to trust Him. He's able. He says, just trust me. There's no panic in heaven. There are only plans. And when the earth changes, and when mountains slip into the heart of the sea, when there's an earthquake and a mountain comes down, when there are airplanes that go into buildings, when there are terrorist acts, when all these things happen, God says, you trust me. None of that stuff takes God by surprise. If a company closes, if there are layoffs, God is not saying, oh, no, I didn't know that was going to happen. Wow, now what are we going to do? God never does that. God says, yeah, I knew that was going to happen back before I made Adam and Eve. I've known about this thing. God sees the end from the beginning. He knows everything, and he's in charge, and he's just like moving checkers on a checkerboard. He is got it all under control. So he says, just trust me. Psalm 20, verse 7 says, some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. Now, have you noticed people who trust in chariots, trust in military might? A lot of people do that. They say, well, I feel comfortable because we have a strong army. You know, I think China boasts on how many soldiers it has. In the book of Revelation, it talks about 200 million that come from the east. See, some can boast and look what we have. And there are people in America that boast, well, we have nuclear weapons and we have such military power. Some boast in horses and some boast in chariots. Some people boast and trust in money. And they say, well, I have so much money in the bank, so I'm safe. You're not safe. Hey, what do you do if there's hyperinflation? So all your money in the bank, what's that worth? I remember in the movie Schindler's List, when Oskar Schindler, toward the end of the movie, when the Nazis were defeated, and he had suitcases full of money that was now worth nothing because their economy collapsed. If the economy collapses, what good are dollar bills? They're worth nothing. I don't care how much money you might have in the bank. Don't trust in that. Don't trust in horses. Don't trust in chariots. Don't trust in money. Trust in God. He's a refuge. He's a strength. He never changes. He has all power. He has all authority. So the Lord says, hey, cease striving and know that I'm God. Relax in me. Trust me and know that I will be exalted. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. That's what God is working toward. You and I sometimes get the idea that it's all about me, and we're God's little darling, and God just works heaven and earth around for you and for me. You know, God loves you and me. He loves us with an everlasting love. But when it comes to this thing called life, the main character is God. It's not you and it's not me. I love what someone said one time. They said, you know, it's kind of like going to see a movie. And the movie, the main character of the movie is this guy you're seeing. And all of a sudden, this main character in the movie, he's been in from scene one. He's been in it through the whole movie. It's kind of like the movie Castaway, where Tom Hanks was just in the movie almost in every scene. And then suppose this character, Tom Hanks, walks across the street. And in a big mob of people walking the other way, as he walks across the street, you see somebody, just a glimpse, just a portion of a second of somebody that passes by. And suppose you were that extra in the scene. You say, there I am. How many people would notice you other than you and your mother and the people that you told, hey, I'm in this scene as he passes through the street? Nobody would notice you. We don't notice extras when we go see a movie. What is your life but a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away? You and I are just a boop on the screen of life. And the main character in all of life is the Lord. And it's all about Him and it's all about His glory. And yes, He loves us. And yes, He works all things together for good, for your good, but for His glory. And He's going to be exalted. And if that means America is going to crater one day, that's okay, because He's going to be exalted. And if you read in the book of Revelation, you know, you kind of get a feel for what's going to happen in the future. America's not mentioned. People have always wondered about that. Well, what about America? It's not even mentioned. It's the most powerful nation in the world. Maybe. I think those things, we're starting to see that that's changing. God has blessed America incredibly. And what have we done with those blessings? We've kicked him out of everything in America. Can't pray in schools, can't do this, can't do that, can't read the Bible. Or you just kick God out, kick God out, kick God out, kick God out. What happens if you kick God out of everything that you do? God says, okay, you have it, you take it yourself. You think you're so big, you think you're so bad, you think you can handle everything, you don't need my blessings, okay, then you don't have it. We find out how quickly we need God. And see, I'm excited about what the future holds, because as we hit difficult times until the Lord comes back, 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1, for in the last days difficult times will come. Those are great opportunities for people to come to know Christ. Because if the God of America, which is money, when that God falls, people will see who the real God is, and they'll see it's not money. It's kind of like in 1 Kings chapter 18, when they had the big face-off between Elijah and the prophets of Baal, and they said, hey, we're gonna take an ox and we're gonna cut it up and we're gonna put it on the altar, and the God who answers by fire, that is God. And the people said, that's a good idea, let's do that. And the prophets of Baal went first, and they called on Baal from morning until the afternoon, and they cut themselves with stones and said, oh, Baal, answer by fire. But Baal's not God, and Baal couldn't answer. And then when Elijah got up there and poured water all over the altar, he did it three different times. The water was just everywhere all around the altar when he called upon God, so that the people would know that God, Jehovah, was God. God answered with fire, and the people said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. And it was a great thing, a great thing. And I think if we see things fall in America, false gods fall, it'll be an opportunity for our church to be filled, for people to see the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. And you and I just need to trust God. We just need to trust him. And when you think about what the future holds and it causes fear to grip your heart because you think of bad things, you need to get past maybe the immediate future and think about what the real future holds. Because the Lord is coming back in power and great glory. And what the future holds for the child of God is all the glory of God when he comes again. For Jesus said he's going to be riding a cloud and coming in power and great glory.
Today, you've been listening to part two of the message called The Fear of the Future. You can listen to part one anytime when you go online to fromhisheart.org. Of course, none of us know what the future holds, but God does. And we trust that he wants us to continue to preach truth and love and hope to a hurting world until he returns. And that takes finances. From His Heart has a foundational group of people who sustain the ministry when normal donation trends dip throughout the year. We call these special people vision partners, close friends of the ministry who understand that God's word is needed, and they consistently and regularly monthly support From His Heart. That provides us the opportunity to sustain and to grow this ministry. If you'd like to become a regular monthly supporter of From His Heart, investing in kingdom work, we hope you'll visit our website or call us and find out more, because you'll be investing regularly into the work that is impacting the world each day. Call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, and mention that you want to become a vision partner. Or you can do it online at fromhisheart.org. Well, our time is gone for today. I'm Larry Nobles, hoping you'll be with us today on television, seen in 182 countries around the world on the Hillsong Channel. And right back here tomorrow, as Pastor Jeff has the next lesson in the God's Answer for Your Fears series. Join us Friday for the message entitled, The Fear of Man. That's next time when we hear God's truth, love, and hope from His heart. There is truth, there is bliss, there is hope. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you, and He has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more at fromhisheart.org. www.theirisfortheyourfaith.org.